it takes 9 months for us to, for the baby to be delivered. We be like, actually, no, I'm 2 weeks.
2 weeks, I got
I got you.
I'm a genius.
And it's like,
sorry.
It's like, what? Like, no.
My mama said I'm smart. Yeah. So I'm gonna get this in 2 weeks.
And it's like, it's a process, and you have to let it happen naturally. Like, just let it happen when it's gonna happen. So.
Get on my
motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington Ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area for watching this live, joining us live today, as well as early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. And if you want to do that as well, make sure you join our Patreon. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life, because not everything is always black and white. We like to have conversations about regular life from a creator's perspective. In layman's terms, that means we like to have conversation about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. And we appreciate you guys joining us. We appreciate you guys being here. How are you guys today?
Magnificent. Splendid.
You gave a thumbs up and people can't hear that.
They can see it.
Yeah, but if they're just listening, they can't hear.
Word. Listeners, thumbs up. It's
crazy. All right. Also, if you're here, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. But what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about the fact that life is meant to be lived slowly. Elaborate. A lot of times we spend a lot of times rushing through stuff, just trying to get to whatever is next, that we miss the moment or the importance or whatever it is that we're supposed to be getting, the enjoyment. I feel like rushing removes the enjoyment from life. So what I've been realizing and noticing with everything that I've been doing, everything that I've been learning and seeing and experiencing, that life was designed to be lived slowly. I think I did good.
I think you did too. I just wasn't expecting you to stop there, but that was actually the end of the sentence. So it makes sense. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I definitely agree. I have experienced it firsthand. One of the things that I've noticed is One of the days when I was, and I said this to you guys off air before, but like I'll be doing affirmations, and I realized like the slower you do it, the more you feel it, right? And like a lot of the things that we do, we're rushing through things, and you have to have like one, the confidence, but also the courage to be able to do things slowly, because like when you're rushing through, it's because you really don't want to make a mistake. But if when you do something slowly, it shows that you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to adapt and add that, adopt that to my life in every aspect. And yeah, it's real. Moving slowly is counter to how everything else is. So whether you're on social media or just in general life, like everybody's in a rush to go somewhere. Everybody's in a rush to do something. And yeah, I have more, but I'll let you go. That's all I got for right
this.
Oh, me? Yeah.
Okay. I agree as well, just because I think I'm actually learning that now. I'm working on my patience, and in working on my patience, I'm learning to not rush through everything. I didn't realize that I didn't have as much patience as I thought I had. I thought I had an abundance of patience, guys. But apparently, I don't. But I know we talked about this before, about rushing through life and being rushed. I know, did we talk about this on the podcast or was it in a book club? I'm not sure. At some point we talked about feeling rushed throughout life and stuff like that. But I didn't equate it to like, okay, I don't like this feeling, so I need to slow down. I guess I didn't equate it to every aspect of life. I equated it to just like certain things that maybe were, I don't want to say triggers, but things that were associated with like my childhood of things that I felt like, oh, they rushed me. But I didn't realize I adopted that attitude to all the other areas of my life. So in thinking about career stuff or just like, well, cooking, I take my time. That's probably like the only area that I usually am able to slow down. But just like regular stuff, walking outside, going to the store, like I naturally realized I started rushing through stuff. But you miss, like you were saying, you miss a lot of moments. You miss a lot of details when you rush through things. So I do agree that I think that life is supposed to be lived slowly. But also, when I think about it, I don't know what that looks like in all facets of life.
I think that looks like taking your time, like using the amount of time that's necessary to do whatever you're doing. Not being in a rush to get anywhere. You can move assertively and intentionally, but that's completely different than rushing. Yeah. So, like, if you move, you can move with a purpose and a sense of urgency and not be rushing. Like, I feel like urgency equates to how you utilize your time. So, if I'm typically, like, if I have a deadline to get something done by Friday, it's Monday. If I'm moving with urgency, I'm not wasting time. I'm not wasting time on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because I know at the last minute I could get this done. If I'm moving with urgency and intentionality and purposefully, I'm utilizing Monday, Tuesday, like I'm operating on Monday like I would be operating if it was like Thursday or Friday. And then I could use Tuesday and Wednesday to revise and look over stuff. Yeah, look edits and everything. And it could be done early. I don't have to turn anything in or finish any or like be like, oh, I finished early because I got it done early. It's just I utilize my time correctly, appropriately, and now I have a lot more time to do whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna he literally took most of what I was going to say about that, just about just urgency, right? Understand it.
I've been reading, folks.
Yeah, just about urgency in general. Like, I think moving with a sense of urgency is like, hey, this needs to be done, but it doesn't mean it needs to be done
now.
Doesn't need to be done now. It doesn't need to be done in a rush or like quickly. It just needs to be done, right? And it's like, it reminded me of the clip of Jamie Foxx talking about when he was playing with Ray Charles and he's playing and he's like, he messed around and played the wrong note. And Ray was like, why'd you do that? He was like, I was trying to get the right notes. He was like, just play the right notes. Like, just take the time to play the right notes as opposed to like trying to rush to get to whatever the moment is. It's like, nah, just take the time that you have. You have a certain amount of time here anyway. Just take the time you have to do it in that given time and then move on to the next thing. Like, so I think a lot of the mistakes we make are from rushing and We think we're being urgent, but we're really just rushing through it.
Yeah. Like when I recorded the verse for you, a part of me wanted to just leave the end how it was, but it wasn't sitting well with me. And I was going to, like, I was trying to just, I was going to freestyle the ending, but nothing was coming to me. So I just literally had to sit down. Like, I sat on the floor and actually wrote the rest of it. I'm in here. Like, I was probably in here for like 3 hours. Like, I have the time. I'm not in, like, once I finish this, it's not like I have anywhere to be. So I could actually take my time and do this. And I went into it like, I'm here for a reason. I'm going to finish this. Me rewriting I didn't put that in to my time of being here and finishing, but
it's a part of it.
It's just a part of it.
I feel that. I think that, well, this all kind of reminds me what you guys are talking about. Moving with urgency versus, like, rushing through things reminds me of the list that, well, not the list, but Damani was talking about, like, stuff that's important versus stuff that's urgent. I remember we had a conversation the other day, and what you were saying?
You have to
back to you, Damani.
And we're here live. So yeah, what I was telling my good friend Shakoya that you have to figure out what's important and figure out what's urgent. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's important first, because the urgency, right? The urgency is a matter of time, but the important things, they're always going to be important. So if you don't do the important things, they end up getting left to the wayside, and you end up just doing the urgent or the immediate things. So it's always important to do the important things, because they're always going to be important. They're always going to be something that, like, this actually matters. Like, the urgency is, like, this does require tending to at some point very soon, but this is important.
Yeah, so I've been actually trying to, like, practice that, and in doing that, I feel like I've been taking my time with more stuff. Like, I've kind of been able to slow down, because if it's important, if I'm working on getting the important things done first, then I need to get the important things done correctly. And in doing that, I need to slow down. Like, even earlier, so I'm supposed to be working on this cover art for music that I'm about to release and stuff like that. I was like, okay, I want to have this stuff done by this certain time. But I didn't actually, I didn't set, like, an actual date, but I was trying to get everything done. And then I realized, like, this is important, so I need to get this done. So I started working on one of the cover arts, and then I edited the photo, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to start doing the next one before I finish this other one. And I was like, why am I trying to rush through getting this process done? Because it's not urgent that I get this done right this second, but it is important that I get this done and that I get it done correctly. So I took a moment. I just, like, took a deep breath. I stopped. I said, all right, I'm going to stick with this photo, and I'm going to continue editing until it is complete, until I feel like it's done. So I did that. And I mean, it took me a few hours. I would say maybe, yeah, like a few hours to work on it. And to even, like, flesh out a full idea. But I was able to complete something that is important to get done versus rushing through it. And then I have a bunch of half-assed cover art that I don't really like. Mm-hmm. So it's been helping me to, like, prioritize. But also in prioritizing, taking my time with the things that are important. And then I'll get to the urgent stuff after I finish the things that are important. So it's been kind of helping me to slow down, and it's been helping me create a little bit better. So.
Yeah. And this is a side note, but it's still on topic. When we were talking about it last night, the realization that I had was, we're rushing like we have somewhere else to be. Like, we have another life to go live. Like, mm-hmm. All right, it's like, we're here. Like, after this, it's like, we don't know what's after this. So it's like, this is, all of this is life. Why are we rushing through
this?
Through life? It's like if you were in a movie, and, like, you see the character they see the character being like, all right, let me hurry this up because I got another movie to go do. It's like, this is the movie that you're in. This is the life that you're in. So let's just, like, enjoy it, slow down, actually get a chance to feel everything that you're experiencing, because at the end of the day, at least for me, I think life is meant for you to feel. Like, it's meant, like, you're supposed to emote, you're supposed to have emotion, and you don't get the chance to feel the things if you're rushing through it. And sometimes we do that on purpose so that we don't feel the negative stuff or feel stuff we don't want to feel. But if you're doing it all the time, you don't feel the negative and you don't feel the positive.
Right. Erica said, what is the happy medium between urgent and important? Is there a happy medium?
That's a good one.
That's a good question.
Prioritization.
I guess the happy medium would be, well, I guess if you're prioritizing the important and the urgent, the thing that's in between would be, I I don't know. I guess it'll be something that's important, but it has a deadline.
I can try and take a stab at it. I feel like the medium is... to a degree, this is a tough question, but to a degree, I think it's like, it's a matter of like what, I think you can get to the urgent, like, I think you should get to the urgent things in a timely manner, but when the urgent things sacrifice the important things, then it's important to do the important things first.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like, yeah, that's a toughie. I don't really know how really to explain it, but what if
she said, "Well, if it's important, isn't it urgent?" I think that sometimes things are important, but they don't have to. They're not urgent in the matter of like if it has to be done by this specific deadline. Some things are important that it's like I need to get this done. This would help me. I guess it will behoove me to get this done. But this would help me. Like, this is a very important thing. But also, I do have time to finish it.
An example too.
I was going to say, like, the cover art example. In order to get the music out, it'll behoove all of us to create. Like, the cover art is very important. So mm-hmm. it'll behoove us to take our time and actually create the cover art. And once the cover art is done... and the music is done, we can put it out. But it's urgent that I pay the utility bills. And in order for me to pay the utility bills, I have to go to work. So am I going to sacrifice this one day of work so I can get my dreams rolling? Or am I going to sacrifice me working on my dreams so I can
pay this light
pay
bill.
The light bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say the example I was gonna use was, all right, so yesterday I'm driving, I saw somebody fall off a scooter, right? I don't know why this came to me this way, but I saw somebody fall off one of the scooters, the electric scooters. One of the Lime scooters or whatever. So I'm driving, I'm going down here, I'm like, oh, that's crazy, she fell, right? In my head, right, the important thing is, are you okay? Right? The urgent thing is, if she, like, hurt her leg, if she got, like, oh, let's stop the bleeding. But, like, overall, the important thing is, are you actually okay? And then the urgent thing is, like, all right, once I figure out that you're okay, once I've, like, in a general sense, you're okay, let me tend to this urgent thing, because, like, if we don't tend to this now, you might not be okay. That's how I was thinking about the difference between the important urge. Hopefully that's a good analogy. I didn't help the lady, unfortunately. I was driving, but she seemed like she recovered when I came back around. Somebody else was with her. I would have been a good Samaritan, but there was cars behind me. We was going a little bit fast. You know, God knows my heart. Y'all know my heart, hopefully. But yeah, that's the best example I got for you.
But yeah, I think that some things are important. I think some things are important and they're urgent. I think there are things, though, that are just important. There are things that are just urgent. And it's important that you distinguish between the two. So I guess the happy medium would be something that is important, but also I need to get it done sooner rather than later. Yeah, I guess that will be in the middle. So thank you for the examples.
Word.
Yeah.
Hopefully they made sense.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I didn't give an example. But mm-hmm. but yeah, I think that since I've been doing that, it's helped me to prioritize and really assessing, okay, do I need to... Because also some things that are urgent, you just kind of want to rush and get them done. Mm. So like you're not really caring about the quality as much for certain things that are urgent. Like maybe you're filling out a form or something like that. And it's like, oh, I need to get this in by the deadline. Like I'm not really paying attention to, well, I might, it depends on what type of form it is. If it's a medical form, I'm probably paying attention mm-hmm. to make sure everything's accurate. But if it's just like me just submitting something random, it is an urgent thing, but it's like, it's not necessarily important. It's like, I might just rush through it and I might make mistakes. And maybe that's okay. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'll leave a few spaces blank, but I'm not really taking in the information or anything like that. Like if I'm filling out a survey or something like that, and it's like, I'm trying to get the gift card at the end. They say I got 10 minutes to fill out this survey. So I'm trying to rush through and I'm just like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And like, that's something that's urgent, but it's not important.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's somewhat going back to the, like the slowing down. I think we naturally move slower, but our environment is trying to make us move faster. So I think there's times where if you didn't feel the sense of urgency from the outside world, outside pressures, you would move at a different pace than the one that you currently are. But just in everything we do, I think in a lot of things that we do, we're trying to like almost, it's almost like we're trying to capture a moment. So like, let's speed up so that we can get to capture a moment, when you can just, if you slow down, you're able to capture way more, right? Like way more of it. You know, it's almost, in my head, I'm thinking of like, if I was trying to like take a picture in the car, and it's like, if I'm driving at 80 miles an hour, the picture's going to be blurry. I can't really capture everything. If I slow down, I can actually get the picture that I want, and I can get all of the details in it.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
I was going to say, for me, what I noticed, a lot of times I rush out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a thing of, I could do it with learning. A lot of times I'll be like trying to rush to learn stuff instead of like for other reasons besides learning. Mm-hmm. Like while I'm learning, I should literally just be learning. So recently, everything that I'm doing, I have to learn right now. So I am, a lot of the stuff I was like, I'll pull up a video and learn and do what they're doing with them on whatever I'm working on. So like when I was editing the video, I pulled up a video, a color grading video. So the lady said, this how she do it. She do this, this, and this. You got to get the white balance first. I pause it. White balance. Oh, ain't nobody ever say that. White balance. Then I watch how she do it, what she do. And then she giving facts and tips and tricks. Now I'm taking it all in and actually applying it as I'm doing it. A lot of times I was going into stuff like, man, I know how to do this. Colors. Colors. Do it look good? Make it look realistic? Okay, got it. Boom. But it's like, it's literally a science to everything. It's not difficult, but if you actually take the time to learn, and I'll be making sure that I am focused. Like if I sit down and focus, I could do anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I literally just focus on what I'm doing, I could do anything. It'd be me just trying to get through it so I could get finished with it, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, it's similar for me. For me, I don't look at it as a desperation thing, but I look at it as I'm trying to finish so that I can do the next part, whatever the next part is. So even when you're talking about doing the video, if I'm trying to edit the video, I'm editing the video, but I'm thinking about posting. So I'm not really thinking about what I'm doing. Like the editing, I'm thinking about posting, and like I'm thinking about the, all right, what's the caption got to be? All right, I got to post it at this time. So, like, when I'm doing it, I'm not doing it with everything. In the times that I am rushing, when I'm doing it, I'm not doing it with everything in me. I'm doing it halfway or a third of the way. So that's why when I told y'all, like, the question that really changed a lot for me was, like, how much of me is doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, and if it's all of me, a lot of times I slow down, especially with learning. Learning, I'm a similar way where I have to apply it immediately. Like if you can talk to me, you can tell me what it is, and then right after you tell me what it is, I have to try it so that I can actually like see what it feels like to actually do whatever it is. But slowing down, especially with learning, I don't know why what's the rush on the learning? Because once you get it, you shouldn't forget it, hopefully.
I realized for me, when I was rushing through learning, because I just realized I've been learning a lot of stuff recently as well. But when I realized that I needed to slow down, it was like, oh, When I was in school, I used to just learn the stuff for the test. So I was rushing through learning it so that I could pass this test tomorrow and not really learning it to retain the information so I could do it quickly. Like, I could, all right, these are the facts. This is what I need to write down. This is what I need to focus on, blah, 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 da, da, da. I don't need this. I don't need this. This ain't going to be on the test, blah, blah, blah. But then now at this age, I'm actually trying to learn things for my life. Whether it be languages, whether it be like new programs or whatever, it's like I'm trying to learn things for me. So I can't take the same approach that I was taking when I was in school, because clearly I don't actually learn that way. I was just memorizing things. So I was moving at a fast pace so that I could memorize this, so that I could take this test tomorrow. But then also I was going to forget this because I got another test the next day. So after that, I took the test, I passed. You don't need to ask me nothing else about that. I'm on to the next thing already. So now it's like, okay, I actually had to like slow down to start learning the stuff now. Or even, like I said, I take my time now when I'm like cooking or I'm baking or something like that. That usually slows me down. But figuring out what areas I need to actually slow down in, it's been an interesting thing.
Yeah. I feel like the biggest thing is that shifted stuff for me is understanding what, like, realizing that now I'm learning stuff that I'm actually interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I had told you this, I was looking for somebody to give me some type of structure. And then I realized, it was probably like last week, I'm the adult in the situation. Like, I am going to give myself structure. Like, whatever structure I'm looking for, it has to come from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that actually helped me slow down and like figure stuff out. And I've been asking God for discernment and clarity, so I'm not just wasting my time doing whatever. That's when I had the realization, like, I don't enjoy this. Like, this, I don't enjoy this at all. So then, now I found something that I actually enjoy, or things that I actually enjoy. And while I'm doing it, like, I'm obsessed over what I'm doing while I'm doing it, and nothing else. So once I see, mm-hmm. feel myself or my attention going somewhere else, I know it's time to stop or take a break.
That's good.
No.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. Word. My vision blur. I got clarity, mental clarity, but the vision is. Whoo!
Dang, you just made me lose my bad. Thought. Oh, it was going to be good, too. What'd you say?
Obsessed over the thing that I'm doing while I'm doing it. And once my mind or my attention goes somewhere else, it's time for me to stop and take a break.
Yeah, I still don't got it.
Before that, I said, yeah, I don't got it.
Yeah.
I was saying, well, I got something. In all of this slowing down, like, another thing that I thought about was slowing down helps you get the rhythm of things. And, like, there's a rhythm to everything. So whether it's sports, whether it's, like, just creating, there's a rhythm to it, but you can't tap into it if you're moving at a different pace than the rhythm of whatever it is that you're doing. And it's important for you to find, like, whatever your rhythm is. So I'm thinking, in my head, it's about to date me, but when I was learning cursive in school, when I was learning cursive back in the day, way back over yonder, back in the late 1900s,
that was the 2000s.
Whatever. Like when they first presented cursive to me, I remember it's like I'm trying to do it. I'm like, oh snap, I see people who have already mastered it and they're moving fast. So I'm like, let me da da da. The stuff is coming out horrendous, sloppy.
Verbals.
Can't see nothing. Right? It's not until like I do each individual letter and I'm like, all right, this letter goes like this. All right, cool. I'm doing this. All right. And it's like, I do that. And eventually it's like, you get the rhythm and you're able to do the rhythm a little bit faster. And you have your thought, you remember?
I did, and then I lost it again.
What I was going to say is about pace. And he said, finding your rhythm. And we all got to realize that we all operate at a different pace or a different rhythm. It might be similar to somebody else, or you might want to do something how somebody else does it, but our pace and rhythm is completely different than the next person. It's like a fingerprint. Yeah,
That's good.
everybody got their own specific rhythm and pace that they do things at. And it still will be, everything will be a lot better once we actually tap into our own frequency, our own rhythm, and our own pace.
Okay, one thing that I realized when I was slowing down, when I started slowing down, is that once you start to slow down, you don't get annoyed with the fact that other people don't move as fast as you. Like, because I know that I move at a different pace than like you guys and like some other people in my life, but I realized that when I was rushing, I was expecting everybody else around me to rush at the same pace that I was rushing. Not realizing, like, okay, well, you got your own pace of life, or you got your own pace of life. And it's not like stuff wasn't getting done. It was just that I was like, this is urgent. This is urgent. Do this now. And it's like, no, they gotta do it at their own pace, because although it may be urgent, it's not important. And that's something that helped me. It's slowing down. I started to notice everybody else's pace and everybody else's rhythm. And then I was able to kind of just be like, oh, it was me. I was the problem. But also, you don't have to move any faster than you're moving. Like, you're getting the things done that need to be done. And I just needed to kind of slow down a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a little bit of that. I don't know what's going on with my words today. That's not what I was gonna say originally, but yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Good.
But yeah, I did also notice that I still haven't figured out my rhythm completely. I thought I did, but I was still rushing. And then, like, once I started slowing down, now that I'm working on patience, I realized, I didn't actually figure it out. I slowed down a little bit, and then I was like, yeah, this must be it, because it felt slower. It felt more natural than what I was doing before, but I still ain't figure out my pace. I'm gonna figure that thing out.
I was gonna say, with slowing down, at least for me, it helped me not to worry. Like, yeah, it helped me not to worry about a lot. A lot. It's not completely gone, but it's like minute compared to where it was. And the way that I'm speaking now, it's all due to journaling. It's not the readings. Like, I feel like journaling unlocks a certain, it unlocks something. Like,
You don't feel like it's a combination of the reading and the journaling?
it's a combination, but the reading, I mean, the journaling unlocks
Oh.
the knowledge and the words, the verbiage
Oh, okay.
from the readings.
Oh,
Yeah, it's
okay.
a combination, but
Okay.
journaling is like, oh, this makes sense. I can
I
articulate.
mean, they say reading helps you become a better speaker, all of that, like
What does
writer, all that
writing
stuff.
do?
I mean,
Helps you articulate.
it helps you articulate. I was gonna say, yeah. But all of it, it works together. It's all words, so it's like, and not even there's a rhythm to how people speak. There's a rhythm to just to everybody's life. Like, everybody has there's a certain rhythm to everything. Also, this is a again side note, but still on the same topic. When I started slowing down in all aspects of my life, like even down to what I'm eating dinner, why am I rushing through this meal?
Word, I used to be choking when I
I'm
was little. I'm
Hold on
sorry.
real quick.
I was talking about eating, and I was talking about not rushing through my meals, because there's so many times where I've rushed through my meals. I'm eating this meal like I'm never gonna get another meal, or I'm eating this meal like like this meal isn't like this meal is distracting me from getting work, getting some work done. Like, bro, you eating? You hungry?
Yeah, yesterday.
Enjoy your food.
Yesterday was the first time in a minute that I actually ate slowly. Even today, I ate slowly. Like yesterday, the whole water situation. Mm-hmm. I'm reading an article on my phone while I'm eating, and I'm just like, everything is good. Like everything was amazing. Like the tastes were complementing each other. The flavors, yeah, everything was just it was a great meal. And like I'm just reading, and it's taking me a minute to get through the food. And I'm like, wow, this is, like, I'm actually eating, consuming, even today. Like, the oatmeal would have been gone like last week. Like, today, I'm just like, I'll be up in a minute. I'm literally just, but yeah.
You know something that I noticed, and this is like related but unrelated. My phone has a tendency to make me anxious. Like, so I try not to be on my phone as much, like, when I'm eating, especially not when I'm taking any pills. But, like, if I'm eating, a lot of times...
Supplements.
Yeah, if I'm taking any of my supplements, I can't be on my phone. It just makes me anxious. But I don't know if it's because of, like, the fast-paced nature of, like, that is associated with being on the phone and, like, social media and stuff like that and scrolling. But it helps me to slow down when I put my phone down to the side, especially like if I'm eating. And I've been very intentional about enjoying my meals for probably like the past, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 months. I've been very intentional. Like, I just want to sit down and enjoy my meal. So, like, not rushing through it, not really scrolling. I didn't realize I wasn't really on my phone while I was eating until just now, until you just told that story. But I realized, like, my phone, it be making me anxious sometimes.
Yeah, one of the books we was reading, I felt like they talked about that. Like, as humans, we're wired to assess, like, danger. And, like, our body doesn't, like, it hears the, like, your notifications, like, it triggers your body in the same way it would if it was an emergency. So like,
yeah,
and that's another reason why the one thing I hate about the iPhone is the little the reminder. 2 minute. Yeah, 2 minute, because
you
it's
turn it off.
Yeah, I'd be forgetting to do it, but it's like my phone will vibrate and then I'll be like, all right, cool, I'll get it in a second, and then it vibrates two minutes later, and now it feels like it's an emergency even though it's not, because I'm like, who's double texting me? I'm like, ah. Nobody's double texting me. It's Apple.
Or it's me.
Trying to make sure I check this text message.
Or do not disturb helped me a lot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So now I'll be if I'm doing stuff, I could just leave my phone somewhere and it's wherever it is. Like, even like if I'm just cleaning up something, my phone be, I'll be like, what time is it? Or, yeah, my phone upstairs or my phone over there by the whatever. But yeah, do not disturb. That was a game changer.
Yeah, that's been helping me too. I finally learned how to like use Do Not Disturb, and I've been enjoying it. I've definitely been enjoying it, cause I used to be checking my phone so much. Now if I'm using it, I mean, like, ain't nobody texting me for real. So I just, my phone, it be with me, but, like, it don't really be with me sometimes. Or I'm on it, but it be on Do Not Disturb. So, sometimes I don't see the messages that come through. That's also why I didn't get your call earlier.
Oh, it's fine. I figured it out. And I called the wrong number. It was, like, it was the little call screening thing. It was, like, please state your name for it. And I'm, like, click.
Oh, that's why I didn't get the call, because you ain't do the screening thing.
Yeah, so I just looked harder for the milk. Mm-hmm. It still wasn't there, but I turned around and dude was putting the stuff in the thing. I was like, excuse me. And then he was like, I was like, you mind if I take one of these? And he was like, yeah, go ahead. Of course. Take them all. Take them all.
Still funny.
It is. It's funny this time.
Take a walk. That is funny.
Oh man. But yeah, I think that it contributes to you wanting to move faster. For me at least, it definitely contributes to me feeling like I need to feel move faster. Oh, I remember my thought. You all right? Yeah. All right. My thought was, one thing that helped me slow down was I had to release myself from the idea that I should already have done this, should already know this, yeah. should already, whatever it is, that's... the idea of I should have already, whatever, that helped me to like slow down because why do I feel like I should have already done anything? Mm-hmm. I've done the things that I've done intentionally, or I'm here because of the decisions that I've made. And if I want to do something, cool. But if I didn't learn it, if I just simply did not learn this thing, if I simply did not retain this information, it's not something that I should already know. It's not something that I should have already done. It would have been nice if I had already done it, but that doesn't mean that I should have already done it. I did what I was technically supposed to do to get me to this point. Mm-hmm. Now, I can do it moving forward, but like the pressure of, dang, I should already know this, that makes me want to speed through learning stuff or speed through getting stuff done because I'm like, oh, well, I wanted, it was like I wanted the world to know that I deserve to be here. And I guess that's like a part of the imposter syndrome of it all, of like, yeah, I should already, when people ask me about playing the guitar, I mentioned this before, I used to, yeah, well, I should know how to play the piano, I should know how to play the guitar, but I ain't really practiced. No, you didn't practice, point blank, period. You shouldn't know how to do anything because you didn't practice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. If you want to know how to do it now, then practice.
Yeah, that reminds me, and I talked to you guys about this before, but they were saying, one of the podcasts I was watching, but they were talking about, like, the ego. Like, it's the ego, right? The ego doesn't, that's what they were saying, the ego doesn't deal well with the middle. So it's like, either I'm amazing at this, or either I'm the best of the best, or I'm the worst of the worst, and it doesn't do well with the middle, right? So in us being like, hey, I should have learned this already, it's also like an unconscious thing, like, oh yeah, I should be good at this, I should be great at this. And it's like, you didn't, like, in life, nobody's great at everything. Like, that's just not how that works, right? But again, the ego is like, nah, I'm great at this, so I have to be great at this, and I have to be great at this. And it's like, nah, that's just not, it doesn't work like that. You have to give yourself time to learn whatever.
Yeah.
Learn whatever it is.
If I could walk, I could roller skate. If I could roller skate, I could skateboard. If I could skateboard, I could snowboard. If I could snowboard, I could surf.
No. It's literally not, that's not how that works. That's the thing. You may have an interest in it. If I like walking, maybe I like running, maybe I like skating, maybe mm-hmm. I like snowboarding, right? That doesn't mean I'm going to be good at every single thing. Like, it's just, again, that's the, and that for me, that was me learning that, oh, okay, the ego's involvement is like, all right, I need to either I'm amazing at this, right? And if I'm amazing at this, I should get this in 5 seconds, or I'm terrible at this, and it's like, ah, man, I don't even deserve to be here. And it's like, it's never in the middle, like, I'm pretty good at this, I could be better. Right. It's never that.
But then it also doesn't mean to, like, just speed through learning it.
That too.
Because that's mm-hmm. how I used to take it. It's like, all right, well, I should already know this, so instead of taking 8 weeks to learn it, I'm going to take 2 days, because I know how to retain information. For a test, yeah. Like, you still yeah. gotta learn it and apply it and all that stuff. Like, you're not gonna get good at it if you just take, you master it in 2 days and then you never use it again.
Listen, I perfect example. When I first started The Artist Way by Julia Cameron, I was like, all right, it says we doing this in 12 weeks. I'm gonna do this in 12 days. Why on earth did I think that I'm gonna implement all of the things that she said in 12 days?
He was like, serious.
Yeah.
And but, I was like, no.
And it's like, it's just this weird thing where it's like, oh, okay, I do this. Maybe I do this. Maybe I do this better than a lot of people. So then that means I'm going to have, I get a chance to skip steps. Nah. It's 12 weeks. Like, the process is going to be the process. There's going to be some things that you do better, but like, you can't, there's no way to skip the process. If it was a easier process to do it, somebody would have done it already. Like,
right.
So, like, the reason why it's set up this way is for a reason.
Yeah. You go ahead. Mm-mm. I was just going to say, I feel like I'm finally starting to learn how to silence my ego, or maybe quiet my ego, turn down the volume of my ego while I'm learning stuff. Because that thought of I should have known how to do this. It's like a trigger to start, like, either I'm a rush through it, or now I'm overly confident that I already know what I'm doing. And me being like, I already know what I'm doing, it takes away the enjoyment of actually learning.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah. And I was going to say, using all this SEO stuff as an example, I've been learning about search engine optimization and all of that stuff. And the courses that we've been looking at, that we were looking at initially for like digital marketing and stuff, it said it would take like 8 to 10 weeks. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to do this in 8 to 10 days.
See?
Because I'm just about to get this certification and I'm going to go from there.
It wasn't just me.
So, like, I got the certification and I got an SEO certification very quickly. But to actually learn the SEO stuff, I'm going on 2.5 months at this point. And it's like, to feel like confident and actually knowing it and figuring it out, it's like, either way, whether I took the course to learn it or I took regular life, the process was still the process. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, it still took me 8 to 10 weeks before I actually felt confident enough to start applying the stuff, or to even be able to explain it to somebody else, to even be able to say, like, nah, I can actually do this, to put together a plan or whatever it is. It still took me the 8 to 10 weeks, and I definitely tried to rush through it, but it was inevitable because I actually needed to learn the stuff. But that was another thing that I had to let go of, the I should have already idea, because I was like, if they would have just taught me this in school, they would have taught me the marketing piece, because I was a music industry major. If they would have just taught me this part, then I wouldn't have. And it's like, well, they didn't. So accept that fact and now do with that information as you will. So yeah, even letting go of that bad thought in that way, it's like the process is still going to be the process. How you learn it might be different, but you still gonna have to take the time to learn it, or take the time to complete it in whatever way, or take the time to enjoy it. Because even if we're going back to talking about like rushing through moments, it's like I rob myself of the opportunity to enjoy this moment if I rush through it. If I'm constantly thinking of the next thing. Because I mean, I used to do that. I feel like I enjoy life a lot more now that I'm learning to slow down, versus when I was speeding through things and always like, well, what's next? What's next? What's next? Because I'm not even really paying attention to who I'm in the room with or the moment that just happened. Like, okay, yeah, I have a memory of it, but the sentimental value that y'all might feel from whatever moment, I might not have got because my mind was on tomorrow. And it happens, but you got to be intentional about, okay, I'm here in this moment, and what does this moment mean for me right now?
Yeah. I was going to say two things. One, what helps me not think I should know, I should know this already, is the idea that, like, all right, I should, like, let me figure out, I feel like I can learn anything from anybody, right? So let me figure out how I can learn this. And two, if I'm doing the thing that I'm doing, I don't have time for me to think about what I should be doing or could be doing, because this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a lot of times, like, when you're actually locked in, you don't have the time to
think
be like, yeah, maybe I should have, like, dang, I should have applied this, I should have, blah, because, like, when you're in it, you, like, those thoughts don't, like, it's literally, this is the task at hand, and I'm doing this, I'm making this food, I'm flipping this pancake, whatever it is. All right, it's like, this is the task at hand. And the other thing I was going to say about the process, and at least about the trying to do the process in a shorter amount of time, this is probably a bad example, but it's like, generally speaking, it takes 8 months to make a baby. we be trying to make a baby in 3 weeks.
What, it's like nine?
8 to 9. That's why I said generous people. Some people have
been having it a little bit early. Sometimes.
Generally, right? It's like 8 to 9 months. It's like 8 to 10, right? That's why I said
let's
it's not
just
the best.
Say 9, because it's in the middle. Okay, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. My bad.
That's why I said it wasn't the greatest example, but it's like, all right, it takes 9 months for us to, for the baby to be delivered, and mm-hmm. we be like, actually, now I'm. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I got it.
I got you.
I'm a genius.
And it's like.
Sorry.
It's like, what? Like, no. This. Like, 9 months?
My mama said I'm smart. Yeah. So I'm going to get this in 2 weeks.
And it's like, it's a process and you have to let it happen naturally. Like, just let it happen when it's going to happen. So, like, just not speeding past the process. Go ahead.
When you said something about, you said flipping a pancake.
Yeah.
I saw a video, and it said, on the screen, it was like, when I try to turn my life around. Mind you, in the pan, it's like eggs, and you know how they...
Mm-hmm.
So he went like that, and the handle broke. And the whole...
That's hilarious.
So when you said flipping the pancake, that's all I saw. It was funny.
You know what's crazy? Even if flipping a pancake, what happens when you try to flip a pancake too early?
Oh, it just...
You sitting there like, oh, no, this ain't the right... Oh, yeah. Man.
It like a runny egg.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, what is going on? The pot ain't hot enough. The pancake ain't hot. You got to wait till the bubble... You know how I go. You know the formula. I'm not going to explain it to you. But you can't force it. We try to turn... Let me turn up the flame.
Now you about to mess up.
Now you messing it up. You sitting there like, oh, my pancake. The outside burnt, inside liquid. This don't work together. So it all has to happen at the time that it happens. And we have to just slow down and allow it to happen. And then when the time is right, especially when you slow down, you're able to see when the time is right. That's one of the mm-hmm. biggest things for me. Like, slowing down enough. And I'm like, oh, wow, this would... Normally, I'm going 1,000 miles a minute. But because I'm going... Miss Daisy, the time is now. I got right. It's a big window for me to flip this pancake.
Wow. I got so much time.
Ooh, let me like I thought it was.
Yeah, I was gonna say the days be so much longer. Like even I feel like since I started slowing down, I've been actually able to get up. Actually, since I started journaling, I've been able to actually get up. Make sure y'all get y'all Crafts by Code journals coming soon.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say they're not out yet.
I mean, by the time this come out,
they
might be out.
They might
but
be. I'm not.
Make
I'm
sure
taking
y'all
my
look
time
for the
Crafts
by Code journals. But ever since I started, I mean, I guess that might have been my first step of slowing down. Because yeah, probably the first step because I didn't even feel like writing. Like I didn't feel like journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had the time, but I'm like I don't feel like I'd be journaling for like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm like I don't want to journal for 45 minutes. Can I get a 10, 15? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'd be easier for me to actually get up. Like now, even today, I set my alarm for 7. Why my body get up at? It was like 5:15, 5:30, somewhere in between there, and I'm up, and I'm like. The fact that I be up at this time every day, I can't go to sleep. Like, my body won't let me go back to sleep until I journal. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right,
welcome.
Let me just go ahead and do this, knock this out. Then I went back to sleep.
Yep.
And then Nova barked and woke me up.
I did hear that bark. That
like,
bark was
that was
loud.
That, like, I don't even remember something was happening.
Wow.
My dream was wild. Somebody was dead on the ground. But me and Nova was in my dream.
Oh,
and then
she
barked.
She
and I was like I jumped out of my sleep. Like, it wasn't nobody I knew. It was by an elevator. It looked like some type of construction building.
I had missed the part where you said you were dreaming.
Dreaming, yeah.
So that I was like, Nova barked. Somebody was dead on the ground.
Where was y'all walking
what?
At?
I was like, how do you know that if you were asleep? What is happening? My goodness.
Yeah, in my dream. Me and Nova was in my dream.
That's why I know we was barking. Nah, she was like, get me out of here.
Need the context. I'm like, where are all the details?
But, slow down.
Ooh.
If we ain't go slowly through that story, a lot of facts and details would have been missing and misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Yeah, and I think, again, the more you slow down, you find the rhythm, eventually you start doing things more efficiently, and overall the process becomes a little bit quicker. But we be trying to do things quickly to get to the end result. Like, nah, just do the process and eventually you'll get faster.
Mm-hmm. It's not even really an end result.
It is.
Like the journey, it's a never-ending process. I feel like we just be focused on the tangible, and yeah, it'd be like a keeping up with the Joneses type of thing. Mm-hmm. So if every day I that get up. If every day I get up and I see everybody's highlights and what's going great for everybody, and even how you was talking about the people who be talking about SEO, mm-hmm, they don't really know what they be talking about. Like, it. And then watching you actually learn it, I was like, I mean, they do say it take like 90 days to actually, but I don't be wanting to wait 90 days. But it makes sense because you have to, like, the, I feel like the first month, you really just getting through the filler and getting through the noise. And now after the first month, you can really find the people who are actually teaching, actually doing the stuff. You have a little bit of understanding of like what people are actually talking about, what stuff look like, what it should look like.
The terminology.
Yeah, terminology at that. And then, so you have to take your time with it. Like, you have to enjoy it, be committed to whatever it is that you're doing.
To
and
the process.
It helps to slow down. Like, slowing down makes that commitment a lot easier.
Yeah, and I didn't even slow down on that intentionally. I just realized that I still, after I got that certification, I was like, I know some stuff. I know enough to string a couple sentences together and make somebody believe that I know what I'm talking about, but I don't actually know enough to do it and apply it to my own stuff yet. So, but I mean, and it's also like I was going the self-taught route. So that made it even more of a process, more of a journey versus like, I'm going to pay for this academy for somebody to break down every single thing for me type of thing. But everything is a process. Like Damani always be saying, there are no shortcuts. And I think that I'm learning that and I'm reminded of that. But slowing down has definitely been beneficial to me. And it's been helping me. I've been getting clarity from slowing down. And I've been able to rebrand. And things are going well. So, I'm
Shakoya.
But yeah, it's just been, I think it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah. Real good. I think the last thing I was going to say is I always know that I need to slow down, especially when it comes to like learning new things, because too much information too fast makes me not know how to apply it.
Right.
So when I start getting too much information to the point where I feel like I don't know what to do, I don't even know where to hold this information, like I don't know where my brain.
The same thing.
That was a good one.
But this experience of me practicing patience has been, and slowing down has actually been helping me to, I get information and then I apply the information or I assess if it applies to me. And then I move forward and get more information. But I'm in a space now. I think before I was just taking in information. And that means not even just like in learning stuff, just like day-to-day activities. Cause I mean, our receptors they be receptive, you know? So when we go outside, literally we're taking in information from nature, from the world, from all of that stuff. So literally just taking in information and like you said, not doing anything with it. Now I've been taking in information and applying it in whatever way that looks like, whether it be creative way or it be for business or it be maybe the information is telling me that I need to take a nap, you know, and I apply that as well. But, you know, it's just been, I like slowing down so far. I still ain't figured out my rhythm yet, But I'm gonna figure that thing out. I'm gonna figure that thing out. Y'all got any final thoughts on living life slower, slowing down, any of the things that we talked about today? No.
No. I will restate the topic at hand, that life was designed to be lived slowly. That's what I got. Yeah, life was definitely designed to be lived slowly.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Ditto.
Oh, yo.
Excuse me. So yeah, life was designed to be lived slowly. That is our opinion. Let us know what your opinion is. Do you feel like everything is urgent? Do you feel like everything is important? Do you feel like life should be lived at a fast pace?
Fast and the Fear. Never mind.
Do you feel like life should be lived at a fast pace, or do you like slowing down? Do you even know how to slow down? Comment below and let us know. In the meantime, don't forget to like and share. Like, share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And if you want to watch this podcast live and early, as well as other content that we have for you guys, including my new series, Love the Creative Black Woman, and our other stuff. And our other content that we have for you guys, don't forget to join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can be a part of the good people of the gray area. Join in on the conversation, access questions, shift the conversation. But we thank you guys. We appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we will see you guys soon.
Bye! Adios!
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You said what? Know yourself. Know your worth.
Oh, my God.
Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please. Push the goddamn button.